Well, good morning again. It is May 14th of the year 2013 in this beautiful spring that's being very finicky, doing all kinds of interesting things. Here in the coast of California, it's kind of cold and a little bit windy, and it'll burn off probably by 3 o'clock, and then we can go out and be very expressive and then run back in when the wind comes out in the late afternoon. So, coast of California, yay. Well, it's beautiful to be here. We're talking today about the throat chakra, and we're going to work with the throat chakra. Let me just start off with a couple sounds just to begin to move things. Now, I want you to just pay attention as we go through this to your history with your throat chakra, not only your own personal history, but the history that has happened in terms of your own perceptions, your own decisions about your voice, your throat, your ability to express. In order for the throat chakra to regain its capacity, we have to do several things. One of them is to clear the energetic debris of the past. Now, the beauty of these times, as we've established on these phone calls, is that that energy can clear very quickly with intention. So our intention this morning is going to be to clear out any debris that is blocking the free movement and the free expression of the throat chakra, which then requires anything below it, any of the chakras below it, to also release all that they have that has been contributing to the resistance of the throat chakra. So throat chakra is pretty critical. It's called the window, the chimney of the soul, in a sense. It's the land of expression. It's a land where we make known our own I am-ness. And we'll look at that a little bit as we go through the things this morning. So here's just a couple sounds as I move them with the intent to actually begin to clear any debris that's hanging around the throat chakra. So just allow that to happen. I invite you, while we're doing this, to take some breaths and let the sound ah out as you let the breath out. So it is on that. If you'll notice, most of the sounds that I use were a little higher in pitch than the normal ones we use when we work down in the lower part of the body, except for the very last one, which is a very muted. It's a horn. Gosh, I'm not even sure. It looks as if it's a buffalo horn with some rawhide on the end that muffles the sound. It's got rabbit fur on it, some specific feathers, and it's a beautiful rattle because it's so subtle. What it's doing, in a sense, is going into the lower chakras and clearing, moving any energy that's ready to move. Now, that's based on the wisdom of your own higher self that's calling for not only to get you to this phone call, but to also say that these are the things that are ready to release. You can also hear higher frequencies in there, some stones that are banging against the actual horn itself that were calling forth the release of the higher frequencies. That's the stuff that's attached around the throat. It's really important to know, and I want to underscore this, is that the throat gets compromised mostly by what's going on below. And more specifically, it's the second and third chakras, although the first is definitely involved, as well as the heart. But the second chakra is all about the abuses of life and the struggles of life and the challenges. And it has to do with fear. A compromised throat is so often about fear. Fear of speaking, a fear of the consequences of making our words known, fear of public speaking, fear of singing because of fear of judgment, fear of being heard, fear of being not heard. So when we work the throat, we have to include the second chakra. We are including it by intention, and there are some specifics that we'll do through the course of our morning here as well. It's interesting. Let me take an aside here. I just did a church the Sunday morning, and it was Mother's Day. My mother has died, it's almost going on 4 or 5 years now. I've written a couple songs about being without her and what the world is like in that new frequency and what I'm using as inspiration for her, but also processing some of the feelings that come. And quite honestly, I haven't had much, if any, contact. I've been told that when I sing in certain places, there is a woman who looks just like her off to my right or my left by those who can see those things. So that's delightful, and that's wonderful. However, I went into the church service, and I have a strong voice. And I started to just warm up and get a sound check, and what I started to notice was it was feeling like my throat was constricting to the degree that I couldn't hit a higher range for a moment while I was just rehearsing there. And I thought, well, isn't that interesting? So I just noticed it. Didn't put any energy into it. I realized it was also, in that moment, I remembered it was Mother's Day, and I remembered, okay, I started to think, okay, what is not being said here? What is not being said, if anything? And then the service started, and I got caught up in all of that, and by the time I actually got up to the microphone to sing, I seemed to have regained most of my power and most of my range on that. So whatever it was a temporary experience. Now, what's important to note is that I didn't really have to do anything with it except notice it. I didn't freak out, although I thought, well, this is an interesting compromise, and I decided, well, if my throat is totally compromised, then I can speak the song or, do an instrumental or something of that sort. So it wasn't that I was afraid I wasn't going to be able to do what I was there to do. I would just have to adjust. But what was more important is that I noticed that there was something going on in the throat. And just by noticing that, it gave permission for it to move. I listened to what was being said, what came up internally, and I just allowed that to flow. And this is so often what second chakra, third chakra releases are about. They really, in these days, are about just letting the energy move. And when the body calls, it calls through the symptomologies. It calls through the tappings, the itches, the aches, the pains, the blocks, all of that stuff that typically we don't pay attention to. When we pay attention to it, it gives it permission to actually move as energy. Now, what that means, sometimes it may come as tears. Sometimes it may come as a little bit, some anger. Sometimes it may come as words or sounds, or sometimes it comes as movement, or sometimes it's cleared in the middle of a song, or sometimes it clears through the dream state. There are a lot of ways to do it, but step one and most critical of all is to pay attention to it. When we pay attention again, it gives permission for the body to release. So that was pretty critical, and this is a very good opportunity for me to practice the presence when I was singing the other day and doing the songs that I was doing, which happened to both be songs I wrote for my mother, and it was nice to do them. So throat chakra. Let me just add one more piece about it, and we'll get into things here. The piece of information is if you're attracted to blue on any particular day, typically blue is an indicator that the throat chakra is calling and wants to hear cleansing. So blue and orange are great combinations of color. And orange is the second chakra. So orange and blue, when they combine, they're a powerful cleanser for both second and throat chakra. So anything that clears in the second chakra is released through the throat. The throat is the manifester of our own personal I am-ness, our own personal reality. It speaks the words that bring to us that which is in our life. There's a saying that says if you want to, let me think if I can think of this. If you look at what's going on in your, I'm not getting it, but basically the idea is that the moment we have before us is a result of thoughts and actions done previously. And so if we want to change the future, we change this moment, and we change the way things are in this moment, which then invites new energy into the future. Sure, we all have compromises in the throat. And it's typical of this culture, unfortunately, in the civilized world, that keeps things prim and proper most often. And what that means is certain things aren't said. When you start stacking the wounds of generations one upon the other, you begin to see that things start to shut down. And the sins of the father, so to speak, and the mother are passed on to the children. Sometimes the children, in their wisdom, break those chains and break the patterns. Chain, all those things that start to fall apart because there's a decision through the higher self and the higher wisdom within us to say no more. So we can break these chains. However, we are at a... we are compromised in the throat in having permission to speak freely. In fact, even as I say permission to speak freely, you often see in movies and television, sir, may I have permission to speak freely? In other words, to speak the truth instead of speaking the company line. We have spoken the company line, whether it was in our family, whether it's our relationships, whether it's in the institutions we're involved in, school, politics, business, any of those things. The things that said, and oftentimes those are not emotionally what's being felt, and we compromise ourselves. The model that says every time we compromise and don't express the truth of our being, we hold that within the body. Typically, depending upon the vibration, it will store in the lower chakras. Most often, fear, compromise, all of those things will stay in second chakra. If I am having anger or feelings of disempowerment or feeling struggles with power and ability to take action, then my third chakra, the solar plexus, is going to hold that energy. If I've been wounded in the heart by love or my interpretations of love or my wishes and hopings, then chances are some of that energy is going to store there. But it all can be released by expressing through the throat. The throat literally is the escape valve and the cleansing valve for every one of the chakras. When we start to realize this and start to put into practice the use of the voice on a consistent basis, no matter what the circumstance, we'll begin to see at the very least that we quit putting energy inside of us and storing to keep exacerbating patterns, beliefs, pains and aches, diseases, any of those things. So at least we have to stop it now. So I'm inviting each of us from this point forward after this call to no longer go to sleep without expressing what needs to be expressed. Now, does that mean we go to the source and talk to everybody and give them our own, you know, what for? Not necessarily, because quite often being in the presence of someone stimulates the resistance, the fear, everything else, and then it doesn't allow us to get good results. The beauty of the body, as expressed in the 80s through the Gestalt movement, where you can fabricate a situation and act like you're there, and the body will release the energies and the troubles and the struggles and all of the stuck stuff, even more profoundly than actually being there. So I sit down and I set a chair across from me, and I imagine and invite the energy of my mother, my father, my brother, whoever it's going to be, to sit in that chair, and then I speak what I have to say. It's a very cleansing and powerful thing to do. I don't even need to set it up like that. I just need to get it out. And by the end of the day, the invitation is to not go to sleep with the unsaid. And I've said this before in these, and I think it bears repeating. A quick and easy cleansing is to involve part of your bathroom routine at the end of the night before, as you're getting ready to go to bed, whether it's brushing the teeth, taking a shower, whatever that's going to be, to include saying what needs to be said. If some things happen through the course of the day and they weren't resolved, then speak them out loud and release them before you go to sleep. The toilet is a waiting receptacle for the debris of life. So why don't we go ahead and just speak those words into there? And if you need to have the water running because you're concerned about people hearing, amen, do that. And when you're done speaking, flush, and then you go to sleep with clarity as opposed to confusion. So I invite however you choose to do that. And there's an infinite number of ways, only limited by your own third eye and imagination. So use whatever you want to speak what needs to be said. The speaking can also occur in the car. Singing is a beautiful way to go ahead and cleanse and clear. We're going to learn a mantra here and reinforce some things and some short songs that you can learn as to actually go ahead and clear out any of that old debris. So let me see if there's anything else that I wanted to say. Throat chakra is really also about asking for help. A lot of us are caught into the idea that we're here to fix the world and take care of everything, and then we're the last one when all the energy's done that we give ourselves the little morsel. Well, I'm here to remind you that self-care is priority number one, because when I take good care of myself, I create a place of balance. I have a good, solid reservoir of energy and a reservoir of power and presence, and I can be there for anyone, and I can be there in ways that I was never able to be when I felt that I had to be there for them first. So I invite you to really tend your own inner garden. And when you do, you create the reservoirs that allow you to be full and present for any situation, any person that comes to your altar of awareness, that comes into your sphere of energy. And we ask for help. We also ask for help in recognizing and calling forth the etheric kingdom, the guides, the teachers, etc., whenever we need assistance. We are not alone, and it takes the voice to speak out and call. In fact, the guardian angel is the only one who can intervene on our behalf. Otherwise, we have to ask for help, and this is the power of prayer. This is the power of the spoken word. When we speak out, I really would like some support here. I would like some clarity. I would like some inspiration on what to do with this problem. I would like guidance. I would like a direction here. I would like help finding my car keys. Any of those things are actual invitations to get energy from the unseen world to support us. And they are there in abundance, aligned to the frequency of the I Am that we are expressing as in this particular incarnation. Okay, I think that's all I want to say. Everything else is going to be about doing specific mantra, chant, song that will go ahead and statement that will go ahead and empower and cleanse. Now, with the throat chakra, I'm just inviting you once again to make sure that you breathe, to make sure that you're aware of the lower chakras below. Also, I have to say that, you know as followers of conscious information that the manifestation that comes into our life is a result of the spoken word. There is nothing more powerful than the spoken word. When you speak the words, I am, I invite you to be conscious of what follows that, because it is a demand that it show up in your life. It is the universe is bound by law to give you that which follows I am. So as you speak your I am-ness through the course of the day, put a piece of your consciousness on it to make sure you're not demanding something that doesn't really serve you or something that's out of your consciousness or supports an old pattern. Enough said. One of the most powerful things you can do is to speak your true name. Your true name is the frequency that you came into this planet with. It holds the DNA code of your form in this incarnation and puts everything back to center and puts everything back to balance. It invites your own etheric energies and guides and teachers to respond to the frequency and to come forth. It also puts a cocoon of safety and light around you to protect you in any situation. So when you speak your full name, your first, your middle, or last that was on your birth certificate, you reclaim that place of power, and it is a good thing throughout the day to find yourself speaking that name a lot. Not because you're going to change it, you're just calling yourself back to your frequency. So we're going to go ahead and seven times speak our true name, often like we do in these phone calls. On the count of three, I invite you to speak that name out loud. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. 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 And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. And now up quickly to the Hung Vajrapa, which is a typical place that I start with here in terms of putting a cocoon of light and safety around us to keep any vibration of lower frequency away from us. We're going to sing this particular chant in four cycles from the Tibetan tradition that invites a cocoon of light and safety to surround us. Each time it's spoken, it expands farther out. It can include the community, can include the family, can include the town, the city, the state, the earth, the cosmos. It grows and grows and grows and creates a beautiful place of vibration. Hung Vajrapa, 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 Hung
Vajrape, Om 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 Vajrape, one more, Om Vajrape, 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 Om Vajrape.
And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. In this cocoon of safety, I invite us now to go down to the song and chant called I Am That I Am. It's a repetitive chant, and what we're doing is reclaiming that frequency of that which we are in full expression in this life, in its uniqueness to be present. So we're creating a foundation here upon which we can do the rest of the specific activities this morning. I am that I am that I am that I am. I am that I am that I am that I am. I am that I am that I am that I am. I am that I am that I am that I am. I am that I am that I am that I am. I am that I am that I am that I am. I am that I am that I am that I am. Two more. So it is. So as we make that statement, we call ourselves back to the true frequency, very much like the name. This reinforces the essence of who we are. And now right below it, there's a mantra called I Am Word. I found a book that basically was called I Am Word and Word I Am. And basically it's indicating that the Christ essence within us, this is not a religious term. It's a term that talks to the spiritual essence that is the I Am-ness in all of us in its unique expression. This I am, as the Christ essence is named I Am Word. So when we say I Am Word, we are calling forth the Christ essence within us, and we're calling it to be present for us. So I put together this little song that I invite us to do. We'll do it four times through. I am Word through my vibration. I am Word, I am Word. I am Word through my vibration. I am Word, I am Word. I am Word, Word, I am Word. Word, I am Word. I am Word through my vibration. I am Word, I am Word. I am Word through my vibration. I am Word, I am Word. I am Word, Word, I am Word, Word, I am Word. I am Word through my vibration. I am Word, I am Word. I am Word through my vibration. I am Word, I am Word. I am Word, Word, I am Word, Word, I am Word. One more time. I am Word through my vibration. I am Word, I am Word. I am Word through my vibration. I am Word, I am Word. I am Word, Word, I am Word. Word, I am Word. So it is. So it is. So we call forth some powerful, powerful essence energy of who we are. And from this place of foundation and power, we can go ahead now and do some cleansing and clearing. But before we do, we're just going to call in some additional help. And part of this process, again, is to reinforce the power of the throat chakra to go ahead and activate energies that are at our service if we call. So we're going to do it in three different ways. We're going down to the calling here, chant, and then we're going to do help me, and then we're going to go up to the invocation to El Moriah. And as we do that, that will give us this pretty strong foundation to go ahead and then go into some of the, looks like emotional work, but I think you'll actually find that it's very interesting. Calling in the spirits of the earth, give me strength, give me energy. Calling in the spirit of the ancestors, give me knowledge and clear my way. Calling in the angel guardians, watch my back and keep me safe. Calling in the master teachers, bring me wisdom and show the way. I am ready, I am ready, I am ready. One more time through. Calling in the spirits of the earth, give me strength, give me energy. Calling in the spirit of the ancestors, give me knowledge, clear my way. Calling in the angel guardians, watch my back and keep me safe. Calling in the master teachers, bring me wisdom and show the way. I am ready, I am ready, I am ready. This is a very powerful chant. You are calling upon the lineage of your own history as well as the lineage that is available to you by design as a human being in this particular dimension. Use this. Even if you speak the words, it will work for you. In other words, you're just getting, marshaling all of your resources to deal with that which is before you. And then when you state, I am ready, that's the invitation for the action to take place. And then we become observers and very aware of the subtleties of how this is going to show up for us. And right below it is a more traditional supplication, if you will, to get some assistance from the universe. And sometimes in the emotionality of the moment, this is the kind of thing that we put out. Help me, help me, I'm calling you, help me. Help me, I'm calling you. I know you've been there through all of my lives, giving me guidance, you've been making me wise. I kept you hidden, I just kind of believed, but now I'm certain you are here for me. And I just got a call, I just got a call, and you will help me. Help me, I'm calling you, help me. Help me, I'm calling you. I know you've been there through all of my lives, giving me guidance, making me wise. I kept you hidden, I just kind of believed, but now I'm certain you are here for me. And I've just got a call, just got a call, and you will help me. One more. Help me, I'm calling you, help me. Help me, I'm calling you. I know you've been there through all of my lives, giving me guidance, making me wise. I kept you hidden, I just kind of believed, but now I'm certain you are here for me. And I just got a call, I just got a call, and you will help me. Help me, I'm calling you, help me. And so it is, and so it is. And do know that one way to really activate the throat and to begin to clear a lot of the lower chakras out is just to sing. Regardless of what your own perception or voice is and what you've heard people say, that is totally irrelevant in this work. What you are doing is making the choice to sing. And one of the best ways to reclaim our voice is to sing regardless of what it sounds like. Singing creates better singing. The more you do it, the more we get accustomed to it, mostly by removing our personal blockages and the resistance from patterned thinking or things that we were told about ourselves and our own voice. The days of having to dig, the days of having to really go through a lot of therapy, as beautiful as that was, are not necessary. These are different days where just claiming the energy and making a step towards it and taking action is enough to get permission for that to clear and to cleanse. And then on the other side of that, we invite ourselves to fill ourselves with a higher vibration and a light, sometimes by just speaking our name, sometimes by just taking a breath, sometimes by just pulling a color in, and the higher the color, whatever color you feel inspired to bring in, sometimes just bringing in the word peace, bringing in the word love, and imagining it filling up the place where anything that was released and cleansed in the moment of what you just did, it fills up. So we are replacing the old vibration with new vibration, more of the truth of who we are. All right, finally, let's go up to the invocation to Amoria. Each of the chakras is connected by one of the actual, they're called the seven rays. And the seven rays are emanations of light that are coming from a point and a source point within our particular cosmos. And these bring frequencies, and with these frequencies, they bring certain characteristics that are available to us. Now, the way it's set up, as far as I understand, is you have an ascended master who is, in a sense, the one who oversees the ray. And once an ascended master is one who has incarnated many times and who has actually mastered and achieved a state of enlightenment while in human form. They then have a choice to whether to leave and to move on their own path, or whether to stay and incarnate again, or whether to ascend to the next dimension, which would be the fifth dimension here, and then be a support vehicle, a support resource for humanity and helping them to move along their own path of remembering who they are. So the ascended masters are overseeing the lights, the rays. They then go to the archangels, and the archangels are going to then focus them towards the intended, to the earth plane. And then you have the Elohim, which are, in a sense, the quote-unquote lesser angels, who then are responsible for actually getting it into our lives. And in this case, you have Amoria as the ascended master, and right below you have the Elohim Hercules and Amazonia, who are responsible for actually dispensing the light into your being. So when we invoke Amoria, what we're doing here is calling forth permission for him to, it's an invitation. We're inviting him to go ahead and to begin the dispensation of the energy. And in this case, it's a red ray, not to be confused with the red of the root chakra. This is just red in a frequency that is designed to be with this ray. So here's how Amoria goes. I'm going to sing it through one time, and then we'll sing it two more. Calling Amoria, the spirited warrior, guiding the leaders to do what is right, protecting the sacred on that first ray he flies, enlightened and royal, walk with me into the light. Calling Amoria, spirited warrior, guiding the leaders to do what is right, protecting the sacred on that first ray he flies, enlightened and royal, walk with me into the light. One more time. Calling El Moria, the spirited warrior, guiding the leaders to do what is right, protecting the sacred on that first ray he flies, enlightened and royal, walk with me into the light, walk with me into the light, walk with me into the light. And so it is, and so it is. And right below, we're not going to sing this for the moment, but we call upon Hercules and Amazonia, the Elohim of the bright red ray, to teach us to move with unwavering faith and with the power to achieve perfection, trusting in the word of God, point us in the divine direction to follow the light that will surely lead us home. And we invite that energy to dispense the red ray through us from this point forward. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. So just up a bit, you will see, it says mantra, vocalizing, sounds and emotions. We're going to work with this just a minute, because the word is one thing, but sound is another. Words are made of phonemes. Words are made of sounds. And as the mouth and the throat and as the tongue, and they all work together to create this specific pronunciation, this specific sound. You'll know that all languages are based upon similar sounds. There are certain phonemes that exist in all languages, and then there are certain adjustments that are made for certain languages, where you find some of them end up being kind of nasally, and then some of them are very throaty, very guttural and very strong, and then some of them are very flowing and they're very, very loose. You know, so you have all kinds of forms of languages, but they're all coming from sound. As an infant, we had a soundtrack for the moments of living. We can call it expression in terms of getting used to what our vocal mechanism does and experimenting and playing. But quite honestly, I believe it was part of the inner resources of the body cleansing itself in the moment and not holding on to anything, that these sounds were the vehicle that actually were the cleansers. So when the child did gibberish, every one of those things is a sound. Every one of those elements is affecting the body cavity, is affecting chakras by the pitch, and it's also inviting. And in the Hindu tradition, let me throw this in, when the tongue hits the roof of the mouth, and even as the tongue forms the words and moves around and taps onto various areas within the palate, these specific areas in the palate based upon the sound are trigger points, almost meridian points that allow us to keep certain systems in a cleansing and clear way, also sending energy up into the pineal and the pituitary glands as well. There is a lot going on with just making sound. This is the beauty of sound. I invite you from this point forward, when you get a chance, just start to think like an infant again and allow yourself just to make sound. Yeah, you might feel funny in the moment. You want to make sure you might be alone. But please discover how beautiful sound is and know that every sound that you make is one where it's clearing and cleansing and supporting and making manifest a clear state within you and releasing energy from the chakras. So we're going to gibberish for just a moment here. So I invite you to just start making Okay, for example, that's enough. because we got a lot of other things you want to roll on to. But just notice how you feel with that. There's an element that just feels playful with that. There's an element that I feel lighter as a result of just making those sounds. And it was pretty fun to make sounds with the voice and with my vocal mechanism, including the mouth and the tongue and the palate and the back and the throat itself, to be able to make these variations that I don't normally use in language, at least in the English language. So it was almost like, wow, I like that moing, 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 moing sound. That's a good thing. It does something to me. If you go to a yawn, you realize yawns, well, it's just the result of you not having oxygen. Well, so they say. But truth is there's several things going on when you yawn. A yawn is an indication of old energy being released, energy that is in the process of letting go, and it's a safe and socially accepted way for you to process stuff. You do know that when you get into situations where you have a lot of emotion, a lot of times a yawn will follow. If you add sound to your yawn, like the cowardly lion sound, then what you're doing is you're using, in a sense, the process of toning. Toning itself, as we'll see in a moment, is the process of using the voice as a cleansing tool that will shake off any debris in the auric field. In other words, anything that's attached itself by the moments of living throughout your day. It's like you come home with this debris upon your aura, and this will allow you to cleanse it off of your aura, at least help in the process. Plus, by the descending sound, you can feel that it's descending within the body itself, and that in itself is working each one of the in-body chakras as you move lower and lower. So let's just make a few yawns here and make them a vocal yawn. So you notice that each sound can sound differently. They sound very throaty because the tension is pulled back to the back of the throat, so it's going to have that sort of sound about it because it's way back in that place. I also noticed as that I raised a little bit, I started to feel some releases along the spine for me. So some energies that were ready to move got cleansed, and they cleared, and they went to the higher vibration. Nicely done. And laughter, you know, there's even laughter yoga now, because what occurs is the release of endorphins as well as all kinds of stuff that's going on in the body to bring it back to a higher state of vibration. And laughter allows us through the ha, ha, ha. It's actually a heart sound, the ah sound, so it's activating that. The ho, 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 ho is the one that goes to the third chakra in the solar plexus. He, 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 he is throat. Is going down to second chakra and is really down into the root chakra. So you're cleansing and clearing all of these chakras at the same time by just experiencing laughter. And you know how contagious laughter is. So let's just laugh for a minute. Start to go, it can start to get more involved, because once you start laughing, it's hard to stop. And then when you put people around you, I really invite you to consider going to a laughter yoga class and see what it's all about. I think you'll come out of there at a higher vibration, feeling better and feeling lighter. And it is an access to the inner child self, which that's always a good thing to do. And the toning, once again, really all we're doing is making a sound starting high and moving down low. Well, we start low. I'm sorry. We start low, typically using a phonetic like or ooh or ah. And as that siren moves up and moves down, what it's doing, like I said, is shaking off, like taking the rug out and shaking it off. The dirt flies off. So these are the things that are just kind of stuck to the auric field. If these things are not cleansed on a regular basis, they become more connected and they start to infiltrate the energy bodies themselves, eventually finding their way to the physical, which then becomes debris that may or may not have anything to do with us. So running some tones is a really good thing to do, especially before you, you know, in the process of coming coming home from the day and being out in the world and having interactions with people and situations and environments. It's just a good idea to cleanse your energy field. So when you're in the bathroom as well, a few sirens, it might be a little loud in there, so you may want to do those in the car as you're driving home, if that's the case, or find a way to do it. I really invite you to play with this. So let's just make a couple tones. And oftentimes on the other side of just running a siren, you can twist and turn your body to help move any of the energies that seem to be stuck or wanting to go by the next siren. So let that one go. So it is. Then we have a sigh. We've kind of done a sigh through the audible yawn. The ah sound typically from a sigh is a release and a process that allows relaxation to take place pretty quickly. It also moves into the heart chakra, and it allows us to bring our attention and our awareness and our vibration into the heart chakra. The heart chakra is being considered the new root chakra. It is the center of our being, and the vibration of these times with oneness is really all about activating the heart chakra and working from the heart chakra more than any of the others. So just a sigh, we'll go ahead and activate that. A hum. As you hum, just notice the top of your head. Hums basically do two things. One, you can feel it activating and connecting with the higher chakra, the crown chakra, as it vibrates the top of your head. It also is working the pituitary and the pineal gland, those glands, and working also the third eye up in the head itself, in the cranium. Also, when you hum, it's said that the hemispheres of the brains are balanced. If you find yourself way more left-brained and way more into analytical thought, or if you find yourself just too little wishy-washy and you want to, a little too much in the creative mode, you need to focus and do details, just do some humming. Oftentimes, it's a natural occurrence for our moments when we get out of our way and we start to hum, or we sigh, or we let sound out. Go back to that place. Go back to that place. And finally, a groan is a really powerful process of letting some old emotion out. Typically, it's going to be fear, anger, and sadness. Start doing that, you're going to activate and clear up some reservoirs that are attached to that frequency within your own body field. So groan a little bit. Not whining, but groaning. Although whining's fine. Whining is a higher frequency, so it's not really working the lower body. You can feel those in the solar plexus, and you feel them in the lower belly as they're activating and cleansing and clearing the debris that's in there. These sounds are potent. Every one of those vocalizing sounds are worth doing on a regular basis through the course of the day. Another thing you can do very quickly, looks like we've got about 10 minutes left here, so we're just going to very quickly go through this, and we kind of touched upon making the sounds of the emotions. One of the things that happens in our culture is certain things are taken for granted, and therefore we end up learning them from perhaps good resources, perhaps not. In other words, what is the language? What are the sounds of happiness? We all know that laughter is, but there's also the humming is a sound of happiness when you're in a good space. La 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 la. I don't know why I'm singing that particular song, but it seems to be on my mind. It's kind of a happy song. It's a Disney-esque song before tragedy hit. But those kinds of sounds of happiness is you have your own language and your own sounds, and I invite you in your time after the call to make these sounds and find out what sounds speak to you. If you just use laughter, if you use, sounds like that or anything to initiate happiness, your body will respond with that emotion. You can bring, by fabricating the energy first, you can call the emotion into place. And this is why paying attention is so critical. Because when we pay attention, we start to notice we've been triggered and certain energies are moving, typically because they're cleansing, and emotions are freeing and releasing themselves that have been held within your body, causing you to restrict, causing you to develop patterns of thinking, causing you to have certain patterns in action. These are being invited to release, and when they do, it gives you opportunity to do things differently. So by making sounds of happiness, especially in a state where you're not even feeling that, you can help to counteract some conditions where perhaps you don't have the luxury of really investing yourself in being sad for that moment. Or if you're feeling depressed, if you're feeling the energies and the symptomologies of that word, then try and artificially do as if. You're just making, you're faking it until you make it. See how you can influence and affect your energy to clear and cleanse. Ideally, when we start to feel a feeling, The best way that I know is to allow ourselves to flow into it and move to the other side of it, because the emotions are always coming through like clouds. They may be a storm, but they're going to pass. Everything always passes. In the middle of the emotion, it sometimes doesn't feel that way. The sounds of sadness, the sounds of being harmed, of being hurt, of having things happen to us, the sort of the sounds that all move down at the end, the sad sound, all of that. Making those can help to cleanse and clear the heart chakra and can also invite wounds and pains from the energetic wounds and pains from the second chakra to cleanse and clear themselves as they move up to the spine and cleanse themselves out through the voice as well as the top of the head. Fear sounds. When I feel fear, one of the things that I will often do when it starts to feel overwhelming is to bring it on, is to really let myself get scared. And some of the symptomologies also involve the body shaking. Those kinds of sounds. And when I do that, I'll feel the zings going up and down the spine, not down, but up the spine typically, that are releasing. So I'm supporting the cleansing and clearing of whatever I've been restimulated by. And, of course, the sounds of anger. A lot of times these are very fearful when we hear them, especially if you've had any kind of abuse in growing up or any kind of situations where someone has used their power over us. A lot of this stuff gets re-triggered. You can do some really powerful cleansing work really on your own. If you find that any of these things get to be too overwhelming, it may be that you need some support and some help. You can call someone, you can talk to somebody, call a friend, call a therapist, whatever. I can do some work with you as well. So there are lots of ways to deal with things as these energies release. I invite you to develop your vocabulary of emotion, your sound vocabulary of emotion. It will really, really, really serve you. And oftentimes, when you're feeling something, really just use those. Instead, use the sounds as opposed to the other words. Up to the top. Speak my words with love. Let's go. Speak. Oh, wrong song. Speak my words with love. I am. Speak my words with love. I am. Out into the world, I speak with clear intent. With confidence, I make it known without any doubt. Behold my dream one more, speak my words with love. I am. Speak my words with love. I am. Out into the world, I speak with clear intent. With confidence I make it known, without any doubt. Behold my dream, speak my words with love. I am, and so it is. So, speaking our words with love, let's go down to the bottom of the page, speak a few proclamations and an affirmation here. Using the spoken word and the intent behind the spoken word to actually create and invite a new frequency into our lives. Let's go to the first proclamation and read this together. From the divine love that flows within my being, I command that every cell in my body and every vibration of my being align itself in divine perfection. For I desire to be all that I am. I choose to be all that I am. I am all that I am. I claim my identity and my divine perfection, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. So you notice as we speak these, we speak them with a commitment and an energy behind them. The more powerful that is, the more we send this frequency out to become the magnet that brings just the very invitation of this into our moments of living. We're going to speak it again. From the divine love that flows within my being, I command that every cell in my body and every vibration of my being align itself in divine perfection. For I desire to be all that I am. I choose to be all that I am. I am all that I am. I claim my identity and my divine perfection, and so it is. Feel the rising of the power and the presence. Woo-woo! All right. Next one. From the divine love that flows from within my being, I am prepared and I accept the full integration of my divinity throughout my being. I acknowledge and honor all parts of my being that have supported my journey in my physical experience, and I transmute those thought forms which no longer serve me into unconditional love. I transmute all energies that would interfere with my ability to declare my freedom and proclaim my divinity into the divine expression of creative love, and activate the golden light of transformation throughout the totality of all that I am. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Wow, what a mouthful. Let's do that one again. From the divine love that flows from within my being, I am prepared and I accept the full integration of my divinity throughout my being. I acknowledge and honor all parts of my being that have supported my journey in my physical experience. And I transmute those thought forms which no longer serve me into unconditional love. I transmute all energies that would interfere with my ability to declare my freedom and proclaim my divinity, into the divine expression of creative love, and activate the golden light of transformation throughout the totality of all that I am, and so it is. And so it is, and so it is. And finally, to the affirmation below, on all levels, in all dimensions, and in all my energy bodies, I now release the blockages to my free verbal expression. I set free all energetic residue contained in the unexpressed soundings of any woundings, dishonorings, devaluings I have experienced in all my incarnations. I claim my ability and right to speak and claim my truth. From this moment forward, I am free to express in the world. And so it is. One more time. On all levels, in all dimensions, and in all my energy bodies, I now release the blockages to my free verbal expression. I set free all energetic residue contained in the unexpressed soundings of any woundings, dishonorings, devaluings I have experienced in all my incarnations. I claim my ability and right to speak and claim my truth. From this moment forward, I am free to express in the world, and so it is. Wow. All right, we are at the bewitching hour here, the delightful hour. We've come to a close. We're going to just close very quickly with just the clear and true up here, just a little bit of a song that will support the particular chakra. One moment. Speak my words clear and true. Share my heart, my light with you. Life expressed through sound and song keeps me balanced, whole and strong. I am. Speak my words clear and true. share my heart, my light with you. Life expressed through sound and song keeps me balanced, whole and strong. I am. Last time, speak my words clear and true. Share my heart, my light with you. Life expressed through sound and song keeps me balanced, whole and strong. I am. And so it is. And so it is. We bring to close today the experience with the throat chakra, knowing that from this point forward, you do not go to bed ever again without things, with things unsaid. Cleanse and clear your vibration. Use the songs, the chants, your experience, the sound of your own voice to cleanse and clear these lower chakras so that you can stand in the frequency of the I Am. Call for guidance. Call for support. Call in those energies that are waiting for you, that are there at your service. Speak what you want to have manifest in your life. Never use your voice. I really don't like to use words like never, but in this case, never. Use your voice as a tool for destruction. Always as a tool for upliftment and enlightenment for your own self and your own manifestation of greater and higher frequency and beauty in your world as well as the world around you and those connected with you. So be it. So be it. So be it. The recording will be available by the morning at the latest. I'll send you the link. So if there's any comment or question, you can stay on the line there. Otherwise, we are...
Hi, yeah. Mark. It's Janet.
Hey, Janet.
Hi, dear. Just wondering, you're off. Unless someone else wants to talk to you about the call, I want to talk to you a little bit about the weekend.
Okay. Okay.
Probably quiet.
See any other questions? Any comments?
Mark, I just want to say thank you. This was so the answer to a prayer. I asked for it, and you sent it to me. Thank you so much.
You are so blessed and welcome.
I am blessed. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay. I'm still here, but I'm still kind of waiting.
How about, I only think there were a few of us on the call, so.
There were today. It was just two or three, perhaps.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, you're going to Youth of Unity. It's in the mountains this weekend, right? That's where you're
up in Sonora.
Yeah. And then Sunday, you'll be done. It closes usually noon or 2 or something like that.
Yeah.
So they have the lunch and the closing. I've kind of quite forgotten. So you'll be dropping here sometime afternoon, late afternoon?
Yeah, it'll be late afternoon. I'll give you a call and give you an ETA.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm kind of planning on you for dinner. I presume barbecue something. Chicken, fish, whatever. You're open to whatever?
I'm open to chicken,
fish. You don't
fish,
usually do
even
red
to
meat.
Beef, but I'm not a lamb or pork or jackrabbit or...
I know. Yeah. Well, it's going to be chicken, probably white breast, anyway, and
French
salad
squirrel.
And
hey,
vegetables
like
and whatever. I only have, at this point, I have only 8 people coming.
Hallelujah.
Which has been really different this May. What I've heard from friends is that, because I sent everything out and I was going to do it again, but what happened apparently is at least 6 couples that would have came are the usual ones, the ones that came in December. Everybody's gone May 19th.
Wow, how curious, huh?
Yeah, it really, really. This is the weekend coming up that everyone has 2 or 3 other things scheduled and are on vacations.
Well,
I was absolutely blown away.
On your part. I'm
going to
send out one more blurb. I just went ahead and culled through my mailing list for people that I believe are in that area, so I'll send that off one more time. And then
okay.
I know that there are some people up at the camp who are from that area. Maybe I can get them to come over as well.
That'd be lovely.
We'll see. But I'm very happy to show up for those who are there, and we're going to have a beautiful time.
Yeah, we may not have to move the table out this time.
Well, see, there's always positives, right?
Exactly. And we'll have a lovely time together. Debbie Woolley's coming, and she's planning on helping me set up and be here for the night. So she has to leave at like 4:30 in the morning. I don't expect you to leave at 4:30 in the morning, but whatever moves you in the morning as well. So, you know, it's all divine order.
Amen.
Amen. So,
Amen.
Yeah, let me know. You have my, you know where I am. I mean, you don't need further directions. You remember from December, right? I mean, or do you want me to email you directions again?
You know, I believe I remember. It may be useful, although I can go back in the emails and find it. Why don't you just
let me write you again today.
The address, that's all.
Address.
Yeah.
Yeah. And phone number, all the vital statistics type of thing.
That would be beautiful.
Good. We'll see you Sunday.
All right, Tana. Good.
Thanks, Mark. God bless.
All right.
Thanks
bye-bye.
For this morning. It was good.
Oh, you're very welcome. Okay.
Take care.
Bye
now.